let me pick your brain a little bit more, Paul, because you're the man with all the knowledge here. And I gotta ask, when you've got Aquarius is such an airy fairy sort of energy, right? It's funny being.
What you mean by airy fairy?
It's very much in the potential, in the ethereal. It's sort of up here.
That's if you go on with Aquarius being Uranus ruled. Now, what if I told you Aquarius is actually ruled by Saturn? Saturn, but air. So what is Saturn? Saturn is structure. Saturn is stability. So this is where people get Aquarius.
It's like an oxymoron, though. It really does.
Aquarius really likes stability, but it wants freedom with inside stability.
It's a total oxymoron. I know.
Yep.
What does freedom inside stability look like?
Controlled chaos.
All right. What you got, Mystical? What does freedom inside of stability look like to you?
Knowing where your boundaries are, even though you want to be free.
All right. I'll give you an example in the real matrix. Somebody may say Aquarius doesn't like a job. No, they like a job. Matter of fact, Aquarius likes the stability of a job and they like the rules of the job. They will learn all the rules and stability of the job. So while they're there, they know where they can find their freedom with inside that structure. Hey, I got to do this and this from this time, but from 3 to 4, I act from 3 to 4. That's an hour of freedom. I actually can go walk around the campus. I can go, you know, move around. I can go talk to my friend at the other cubicle. I could, you know what I mean? So they like the structure and rules so they can know how to go around and find freedom with inside that structure. But they don't like anarchy. They're not like, anarchy. Do anything you want and all that. No. They like rules.
No. Controlled chaos.
Quick heads up. I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.